Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, March 4th. The UN Security Council met today about the fire at a nuclear power plant in Ukraine that was caused by Russian shelling. It was put out. All of the reactors apparently avoided damage. The attack was widely condemned. Meanwhile, Russia is blocking Western media in the country. BBC, Deutsche Welle, Radio Free Europe, and Voice of America are blocked. The BBC says it's suspending its operations as Russia has now approved a draft law that could jail those it decides are spreading, quote, fake news about the Russian military for up to 15 years. The provincial government says it's working to improve day job protection for military reservists. It says if approved, its new Working for Workers Act would guarantee military reservists who are training or deployed cannot be fired while giving their time in service of the country. The Ontario government's hope is this will help ease the shortage of reservists the Canadian Armed Forces is facing. A well-known Owen Sound community member has passed away. Ken Thompson passed away on Tuesday, March 1st, at the age of 85. He was head of the English department at the former West Hill Secondary School in Owen Sound, a member of City Council. He chaired the Grey Owen Sound Children's Aid Society, helped found the Billy Bishop Heritage, which raised the funds to purchase the home that is now the Billy Bishop Home and Museum. Thompson also chaired the local Architectural Conservation Advisory Committee and sat on the board of the Tom Thompson Art Gallery. He was also heavily involved in the local effort to provide affordable housing in Owen Sound and Grey County for 32 years. A memorial service is planned for Thompson on Saturday, May 7th at the historic Leith Church. A drive-through dinner to raise money for Mission Zimbabwe is set to go tomorrow. Organizer Barry Mutry says a January report from the Vimbanesu Children's Home that Mission Zimbabwe received in January indicated two major concerns. The children are suffering from a lack of clean water and were getting wet during their rainy season as the thatched roofs of their homes have several holes. Mutry says those combined situations pose health risks for close to 50 children who live there. The goal is to raise $7,500 to repair the roofs and allow for the installation of a solar pumping system to provide the needed water. The takeout lasagna, garlic bread, and Caesar salad dinner is set for 5 tomorrow evening at the Hope Community Center Church in Hanover. If you can't make it but would like to donate, you can mail or transfer a donation to the Hope Church in Hanover, noting it's for Mission Zimbabwe. More details are available on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. In sports, the Toronto Raptors are back at it again tonight in the NBA. They host the Orlando Magic at Scotiabank Arena. The Raptors are looking to bounce back after yesterday's loss to the Detroit Pistons. 7 games in the National Hockey League tonight. The Winnipeg Jets are the lone Canadian team in action. They take on the Dallas Stars at 8. The next game for the Toronto Maple Leafs is tomorrow against the Vancouver Canucks. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack are on the road against the Guelph Storm tonight. Game time is 7:30. The Attack have won 3 straight. Several other games across the OHL tonight. The full schedule is posted at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Hanover Barons host Mitchell and the Mount Forest Patriots visit the Walkerton Hawks. The Meaford Knights play on the road at Ville-Marie tonight in the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League. And a big game in Shallow Lake in the WOAA Senior Hockey Playoffs. The Crushers will try to stave off elimination in their A semifinal with the Lucknow Lancers. Game 6 set to go at 8:30 tonight at the Shallow Lake and District Community Center. Lucknow holds a 3-2 series lead.